So, Lord, God bless you on tonight. We thank you for tuning in on tonight. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist May. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Humble ourselves before you, giving you thanks, O Lord, asking for mercy and forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you will listen to our prayer tonight and that you will stop by and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, we call upon your holy name, Lord, asking you for help tonight, Lord. Send help right now, Lord Jesus, while we go forth on this broadcast. Lord, let somebody's soul be blessed. Let somebody hear your word and accept it. Oh, God, let the sick be healed. Lord, let miracles be wrought. Let the weak be made strong in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
my Lord, be merciful and bless us tonight, Lord, with the blessing that we stand in need of.
Yes,
we're down here waiting on you, Lord God. We're depending on you. Lord, we need your help right now. Please, my God, incline your ear and hear our cry. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're waiting down here, Lord.
We can't
do nothing until you come, Lord. Please, Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord.
Have mercy.
We need mercy. Oh,
mercy,
my God, please, have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
praying,
Jesus.
God, for the saving of souls, for the deliverance of the bound, Lord. We're praying,
Lord.
My God, for comfort and consolation
for
the families who are bereaved tonight, Lord Jesus. Bring comfort, Lord. Bring consolation in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord, be close to the families. Bring those families together, my God. Have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy.
In the name of
Jesus.
Lord, cover us under your blood. Keep us and preserve us, Lord. We need you to take us through, my God. Hold our hand, Lord, and walk by our side both day and night. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way you have us to go. Oh, my Lord, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We don't know which way to go, but, Lord, show us the way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your anointing tonight. Anoint the speaker, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord, and let your word have free course. Let your word go out, Lord, and minister to the hearer. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will bless those on the prayer list one by one, name by name, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord God, you know just what to do. You have the power. You can do everything. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
We're looking unto you.
Please,
Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Have mercy,
Lord,
Jesus.
Move all around the world,
Lord
God.
Yes, Lord.
The unclean spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bind
do it,
Lord. The evil works, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
Move the generous out of the way, Lord, that we may go forth and minister according to your will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now for the leaders of the world that you will please intervene and move
Lord.
Upon them, oh God. Help them to do what is right. Lord, rebuke corruption in the high places, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy.
Have mercy,
Lord Jesus. We need your mercy now.
We need you, Jesus.
We can't make it on our own, Lord, but we need you to help us. Oh, my God, we are praying right now for the body of Christ, Lord, that you will keep us together, united as one. Oh, Lord, rebuke the divisions, any end of the citizens. Bind them up and pack them out of our midst. Help us, Lord, to love one another.
Help us.
even as you commanded us to do so. Oh, Lord, and help us to keep your commandments, to walk in your statutes, to speak the truth in our hearts, to do that which is right in your sight.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have your way, and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. We are asking you, Lord Jesus, to please work wonders in our midst and help us to be more thankful. Help us, Lord.
Yes,
to give
Lord.
Glory and honor to your name, Lord. Help
yes,
us. Give
help.
Us the strength that we need to go forth, oh God, as never before. Oh, my Lord, we know that you've already made the way and you've already done everything for us, oh God. You
yes,
prepared
Lord.
The way, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, you made it possible for us, Lord, to do your will. And we
yes,
ask that you will help us, oh God.
Help
we
us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. We thank,
thank you
for your love and for your compassion.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank,
thank
you
right
Jesus.
Now.
Thank
you for the moving of your spirit, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
For hearing our prayer. Oh, for coming to our rescue.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for everything you've done already.
Thank you for
what you're doing right now.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy of the praise, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to thy name, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Thank you, oh God, for this great ministry and for how you blessed it and anointed it and set your approval upon it, oh God. And we're asking that you will let this ministry continue to grow. Lord, let it expand. Let it reach souls all around the world.
Yes, Lord.
We believe it right now, Lord God.
We believe
it
right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
It all in the name of the Father,
thank
of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise
thank you.
The Lord.
Thank you,
thank you Jesus.
Thank you.
We are to give God thanks.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to God.
You, Jesus.
The prayer of faith has been prayed, and we are to believe God and thank Him. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Every name is worthy to be praised. Oh, my God, we give thanks unto you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for that beautiful prayer. I tell you, we ought to thank God. He's been so good to us as the people of God. And I noticed that she was praying, thank God for your mercy. And God knows all about it. But we're not going to go into it right now. But at this time, we're going to have the reading of the open scripture coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank God once again for this opportunity. Thank God for that opening prayer. Thank God for his touch already. I tell you, God, he's a good God. And
yes,
he's
he
worthy
is.
To be praised. I will be reading from the 23rd number of Psalms. That's the 23rd number of Psalms, the entire 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the opening scripture, the beautiful opening scripture, the beautiful opening prayer. I'm going to give you some announcements now. We just want to thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-02-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice. Title one school, and one is O-N-E. And we also want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gail family, and a special prayer for Logan, that the Lord would truly regulate his mind, touch his mind. We want to continue to pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsaved family members, Mika Ray, a pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Eva Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, and Shirley Donaldson, and anyone who is requesting prayer at this time. I just want to sing a portion of this song.
Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame, but the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same because he touched me. Jesus touched me, and oh, the joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me, and he made me whole. When he touched me, when Jesus touched me, and oh, the joy that filled my soul, something, it really happened. And now I know Jesus touched me, and he made me whole when he touched me. When Jesus touched me, and oh, such joy, it filled my soul. Something, it really happened, and now I know Jesus touched me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and may introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall
yes.
not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank God for that beautiful selection also. Jesus touched me. And I tell you, when he touched me, it was like no other touch I had ever experienced. Glory to God. And now that the Lord is my shepherd, I have no want. Hallelujah. My soul is satisfied with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
God.
I want to encourage you to trust God, to look to him, to depend on him, because he will never, ever fail. He'll be there always. He will not leave you, neither will it forsake you, because he's a loving, compassionate God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this broadcast, for the Gospel Truth broadcast. So happy to be on here tonight. So happy to praise God one more time.
Yes.
And thinking about prayer. Oh, glory be to God. You know, if we didn't have tests and trials, we would be tempted not to even pray.
Amen.
Oh, glory. But because of trouble that's in our lives, the problems that arise, it'll make us drop down to our knees and cry out to God for help. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And sometimes we think that we're crying out for him to straighten out that situation or to fix it right then and there. But God knows exactly what to do, and he knows what the need is.
Yes,
That's why I'm glad he's my shepherd. Because I don't know what I need. I don't know. Hallelujah. But he knows what my needs are. And I thank God. I truly thank God for this great opportunity one more time. And I want to encourage you, those of you who don't know the Lord and who are listening tonight, I want to encourage you to get to know him and accept him as your personal Savior. Praise the Lord. Because the things that we go through, being on the Lord's side, knowing him, we can go to him because he can work it out. He can.
Amen.
But if they don't know the Lord and don't know where to turn for help, you're in despair. You're in a bad situation. You are without hope. Oh, praise God. But with the Lord, there is hope. And I just thank
Amen.
God. My soul is stirred up. I'm happy.
Thank
and
the
I'm
Lord.
Still feasting off that anointed service that we had a couple of Sundays ago.
Amen.
Oh, how the Lord moved, how he just took over. And I can still feel that anointing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the anointing. The yoke destroys them.
Yes.
Thank God for it. So I want to encourage you tonight to listen carefully for the word of God to come forth and pay close attention to hear the voice of the Lord as we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive God's word. And now at this time, we're going to turn the portion of the broadcast back into the hands of the host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks and the exhortations coming to Evangelist Hameen, and she's right on target. I tell you, God, he's been good to us, and I yet feel blessed through that Sunday afternoon message. I tell you, the Lord has been just moving for us, and it makes me feel more encouraged to let the Lord have his way and to do what thus saith the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the program thus far. And at this time, we're going to have a short word of prayer. The Lord say the same. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul that may be down and cast down and not feeling like they want to go through to my Lord. Lift that burden, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. Give them strength where they're weak. Encourage their soul, O Lord. Take them through, O Lord. We know you're able. and we're dependent on you. Oh, my God, we pray that you save, heal, forgive, and deliver, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn in your Bibles to the 103rd number of Psalms. That's the 103rd number of Psalms. And we're going to begin with the first verse. And it reads, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, I'm going to stop there for a little while, but my title tonight is The Mercies of God. And I noticed when Yvette Tamim was praying about that mercy, and that is just a witness to the word of God on tonight. And my theme is, don't forget what God has done for you. Don't forget what God has done for you. I'm not talking about what your mama did, your father did, papa, your boss man, but I'm talking about God. Don't forget what God has done for you. God had mercy on us, and mercy is compassion or forbearance shown especially to an offender or to one to one's power. Also, lenient or compassionate treatment. And this is what we were. We were offenders of the law of God. But God had compassion and forbearance that was shown especially to us as sinners. Sinners, wretches undone, we were. But God showed mercy. It also is a blessing that is an act of divine favor or compassion. You see, the Lord blessed us with divine favor and compassion. Mm-hmm. He had pity on us when no one else would. I heard in the word of God where it says, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live. Yea, I say unto thee, live. We were as one that was cast out with the water. Lord, we were in a situation. We were in sin, but God had mercy on our souls. He looked on us with a pitiful eye when none pitied us. They just looked on us and walked by and wagged their head. God had mercy on us as the people that who were sinners and wretches undone. Glory to God, we did so many wicked things before the Lord, but God, in his infinite love and mercy, he had pity on us, and he showed favor unto us, and he began to call us out of sin, called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Glory to God, he called us, he saved us, and he made us what he wanted us to be. We were chosen by God. The word of God said, ye are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. God called us, and he made us of that royal family. We've been grafted in to the royal family, and I'm thankful unto the Lord for that. can't forget how he forgave my sins. I can't forget the pity that God had on my soul. A wretched sinner, undone I was. Nothing but a worm, nothing but a creature. But God, he had mercy on my sin-sick soul. He looked down with a pitiful eye. He had mercy, and he called me out. Glory to God. He let his word be sent to me. I heard the word of God. I heard it preached in its fullness, and the Lord began to prick my heart. Jesus, I began to feel sad for what I had done, the things of the world that I had done. Oh, my God, the evil, the things that was not of God. But my God, he had mercy on me, and he drew me in with his bands of love and his bands of mercy. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. He brought us out with a strong arm. God, he went on down into Egypt land, where I was walking around in sin. Glory to God. Dancing and doing my own thing, doing the worldly things. But God, he went on down to Egypt land, and he brought me out with a strong arm. And I began to run for my life. After hearing the word of God, I ran. I went to the altar, and I knelt at the altar and began to call on the name of Jesus. The word of God said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You will be saved if you call upon that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. When you call him out of your heart, something began to happen.
Yes,
Jesus began to move on the inside. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that old heart, that stony heart that you had, God will cause you to break up that stony heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. The tears running down your face. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm sorry that I sinned against you. I'm sorry that I transgressed. Sorry for all the wrong things I've done. And God will begin to take control. Hallelujah. He began to move. Glory to God. He began to move on you. And he'll take control. And you will know of a surety, this is not me, but it's God. It's God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. His mercy, his mercy is what did it. He had compassion on sinners and wretches undone. The Bible says, oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, my God, we were so wretched, so sinful. Oh, we were so embarrassing. Lord, have mercy. But God, in his infinite love, he had mercy on us. The Bible said, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of I was a sinner and a wretch undone. He knew that I was just grass. But God, he showed his mercy unto us, and he fixed it so that we could be saved. He sent his son Jesus, and Jesus came into our lives once we submitted ourselves to the will of God, once we cut off the world, came out of the world, and committed our way unto the Lord. God began to work for us. He began to move. He moved so much so, changed my mind. Hallelujah. He moved, utterly changed my heart. He moved until he took out that stony heart and put in the heart of flesh. He moved until he sent his spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord put his spirit on the inside. I began to move. Glory to God. He made me brand new, a new creature. The mercies of God. Don't forget what God has done for you. I don't care what test and trial come your way. I don't care what people say. I don't care how they look down on you. But stay in the presence of the Lord. Don't forget what God has done for you. Hold fast to what he has done. The Bible says the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous. He's plenteous in mercy. Glory to God. God's got a lot of mercy. He's got so much mercy for his people. God loves us. He don't love the sin, but God loves us. Thank you, Jesus. He will not always chide. The Bible said the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. God don't keep his anger forever. Man keep his anger. He lay down with anger. He get up with anger. He go weeks with anger. He goes months and years and even to the grave. Anger. But the God I serve, he has many benefits. His mercy is everlasting unto his people and unto them that fear his name. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins. Lord, he's been good to us. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. You see that compassion. You see that mercy. He didn't even deal with us after our iniquities. Or after our sins, he didn't deal with us to put us to death like an offender or murderer. Once they sentence them, they sentence them to death. They don't have no mercy. But God, he had mercy on us, and he sent his son Jesus to forgive us of our sins, to save us, to deliver us. forever. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory to God. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. The wicked is going to be so sorry. The songwriter wrote a song, said, sinner, you're going to be sorry. It said, sinner, you're going to be sorry when the judgment sound comes forth. Glory to God. You're going to be sorry that you sinned against God. The Bible says in Psalm 32 and 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy, mercy shall compass him about. The Lord will perfect him. That which concerneth me, he will perfect it. Man, look at them, and they feel like, well, you're not right. You're not this. You're not that. But the Lord, he said, the Lord will perfect that which concerned me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. We are the work of his hand. We are the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. He won't forsake us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Tested trials may come our way, but God won't walk out on us. He won't leave us. He'll be right there in the sixth trouble and the seventh trouble. He won't forsake us, but he'll be with us. He'll take us through every test and every trial. The Lord is a good God, and he's worthy. He's worthy of the praises that we send up before him. For in my wrath I smote thee. This is what the Lord said. But in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Glory to God. He said, for in his wrath he smote us. But in his favor he had mercy on us. And I'm thankful for that mercy. I'm thankful for what God has done for me. I can't forget. How can I forget? The songwriter said, how can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? I can't forget it. I can't forget. Glory to God. When I think about what God has done for me, how he saved my soul, how he drew me out, how he chose me amongst my family members, I can't forget. I can't forget what he's done for me. I thank him. I bless the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Oh, my
thank you.
Soul. And all.
Yes.
And all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Is in me. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Glory to the name of Jesus. Bless his name. Glory to God. He forgave my sins. He didn't have to do it, but he was a merciful God. He healed my body. He didn't have to do it, but he did it for me. He redeemed my life from destruction. I was headed down the road of destruction, but the Lord, he redeemed my life from destruction. He crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercy. He put that crown on us. He crowned us with it. He crowned us with loving kindness. Glory to God. Amen. He satisfied our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The eagles, they mount up with wings as eagles. Glory to God. If we wait on the Lord, he will raise us up. He'll cause us to walk and not faint. Glory to God. If we just continue to trust in the Lord, taking at his word and forget not his benefits. His benefits are great. I remember when I was working and I began to stay at one job. I stayed there because the benefits were so good. You had so many days off of work. You had so many vacation days. You had all these days that you could take off. You had health benefits. You had longevity. Glory to God. So I just stayed there. Could have went to another job with a high paying job. But God, he made a way that I could get benefits. I had health issues. I could go to the doctor. Glory to God. And I just stayed right there because of the benefits. And that's the way it is with God. He has given us great benefits. We can pray. We can call on Jesus. We can run to that refuge. We can go to Jesus. We can pray until God hear our prayer and take control. He said, you abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. God, he will do it. He'll do it for you. He'll answer your prayer. Glory to God. He'll work it out for you. He'll heal your body. He'll forgive your sins. He'll have compassion. He'll have mercy. Glory to God. And if any man sins, he has an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We can go to God in prayer. And God, I said, God, he will advocate for you and I. These are the benefits, some of the benefits that God has given us. And in the end, if we endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In the end, we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and we'll have another benefit. We'll be able to go into that mansion that Jesus had prepared for us. I thank him. I bless his name. I give glory to the name of Jesus. He is so worthy. He's worthy. I believe David the psalmist, he said he is a tower of salvation for his king and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. He's merciful.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a merciful God. He shows mercy to his anointed. David was God's anointed. God showed mercy unto him and to his seed forevermore. Not just for one day, forevermore. Glory to God. And the Bible says, in all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory to God. If we keep his testimonies, keep his covenant, God will. He will shew mercy unto us. He said, for my name's sake will I defer mine anger. He's going to defer his anger. And for my praise will I be praying for thee, be not off. He's not going to cut us off. He's going to defer his anger. And we will be able to live on. Glory to God. I just thank God. Thank him for his word. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The mercies of God. Don't forget what God has done for you. We as the people of God tell you, we can't forget. I can't forget what he's done for me. When I look back and think back on what God has done for me, surely I cannot forget what he has done for me. I tell you, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. If you fear him, God will have mercy on you. He'll have pity on you, even when men refuse to pity you and they refuse to have mercy on you. Just like I stated a while back, it was a young man, and this guy pulled a gun on him, and he pleaded for his life. He pleaded, begged him, and the guy refused. He refused to have mercy on him, and he shot him and killed him. Just shot him until he killed him. You see, that the God we serve, he's a merciful God. If you plead and show some kind of compassion and mercy, we'll have mercy on you. I tell you, I just thank God for the word of God. Now at this time, there may be somebody out there that need mercy. You want to give your life to the Lord, and the Lord has spared you from many things. But now it's time to turn unto the Lord and give that burden, everything that you're going through, give it over to the Lord, and he can work it out. Just give it your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body. Give it all to the Lord. Wherever you are right now, God can move on you right now. God can change your mind right now. God can fix it in your life right now. God can turn everything around in your favor. He can have mercy on you, and he can forgive you of your sins. I don't care what the sin is. God can forgive you. You just lay your hand on your chest right now. Lay your hand on your heart and say, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. I know that I am a sinner, but I want to live for you. And God, he'll stop by and he can forgive you. He can blot out of your transgressions and he can save you. He can change that mind and give you a brand new mind. Hallelujah. As we pray, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Look on the souls of men. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody needs you to lift the burden. Somebody is going through trials and tests, and they need deliverance. Somebody needs you to fix it in their homes, on their jobs. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you, Lord. Help them, Lord, to fall after their ways. Help them to give up everything that is not like you. Help them, Jesus, to cry out to you. Help them, Lord, to call upon the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord, that you love them. Hallelujah. Have mercy on them right now, Jesus. Deliver, Jesus. Deliver the souls. Deliver, Jesus. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Be merciful tonight. Have compassion, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, our just God. We know you're able, Lord, to forgive sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord. We take you at your word. We pray, Lord, that you continue to send your word. Continue, Lord, to bless the souls of men. Help them, Lord, to run for their lives, seeking thy faith and calling upon thy name. Help them, Jesus. Help them to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn from the worldly ways. Help them, Jesus, to turn unto you, that you might have mercy on them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless you for sparing us. We bless you for keeping us. We bless you, Lord, for touching us. We bless you for how you saved us. We bless you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. We bless you for healing our bodies. We bless you, O Lord, for blotting out our transgressions. We bless you today, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thou art so worthy. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. And we can't forget all that you've done for us, nor the benefit that you have awarded us. We're thankful for all that you have done for us. We pray that you continue to bless. Oh, my God, bless this ministry. Continue to take control. Have your way. Let your will be done. And now, Lord, I pray a special prayer upon all those who have been a great blessing to this ministry. I pray that you will bless them, O Lord, and restore back unto them. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, help them, O Lord, to continue to listen into the broadcast. Help them, O Lord, to continue to hear your word. I pray that you bless and make a way for them. Open up a door, O Lord. Jesus, we know you're able, and we believe you today, and we thank you. And we give praise and glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful, soul-stirring, anointed message.
Amen.
Through Evangelist May, talking about the mercies of God and also encouraging us not to forget what God has done for us. And that's very important that we remember what the Lord has done. And I tell you, I felt the anointing of God coming through that word tonight.
Amen.
I felt God moving on my heart, especially when she got to the part about going to God and repenting and telling God how sorry you are for the wrong that you've done, for sinning against him, for transgressing against him. And that began to move on me. I tell you, just thinking on the mercies of God and how he is one who delight in mercy. How mm-hmm. some people, they don't want to even have any compassion or any mercy for little things. You know, but God, no matter how much we sin, how
yes.
wrong we've done, he delights
yes.
in mercy. He wants
Amen.
To have mercy on us.
Oh, yes.
glory to God. His mercy in doing
it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage you to take the word of God in for yourself and experience the mercies of God. Oh, praise God. It's like no other. It's nothing like the mercies of God. And I thank God for that word tonight. I want to encourage the Banners May to continue to preach that word and do what God gives you to do, how he does it, how he gives it to you to do it. And I also want to encourage all of you listening to take it in. Take it in. And don't forget what God has already done for you. He wants to do more. Don't forget what he's already done. Praise the Lord. I could go on and on, but I just thank God for the beautiful message she preached under the anointing of God. And at this time, we're going to have some remarks from our evangelist, Khadijah, Cynthia, if they so desire.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came on this evening. Evangelist, she preached out of her soul. I tell you, his mercy endures forever. That's a blessing. That is so wonderful. Because just like she said, people, they won't have mercy on you. They don't have patience with you. They just give up on you, and they hold things against you. But God, he won't. He'll take your sins and cast it into the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. I just thank God for the beautiful message. I encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it unto your heart. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the mercies of God and saying, don't forget what God has done for you. And truly, it was the mercy of God that saved us, that infinite love and pity that Evangelist Maybell began to talk about that caused God to send Jesus to die for our sins. So how can we forget that? How can we forget what God did for us? You can't. I can't. I cannot forget. I thank God for the word.
Amen.
Thank God for the anointing. Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. We just thank God for this broadcast. And I can't forget. I don't want to forget what God
Amen.
Has done for me. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Cynthia, and Evangelist Khadijah for their support to this broadcast, and I'm praying for you that the Lord will bless you and that he will strengthen you and encourage you. And I just thank the Lord for every one of our listeners. We want to say to you, continue to listen in on the broadcast. We are praying for you. Doesn't matter what your situation is, we yet continue to pray for you. And at this time, if there's nothing else, we're going to bring the broadcast to a close, and we should be back here on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord's will, and we will meet you there. God bless you, and good night.